morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. A lot of great stuff there. Videos, stories, photographs, alerts when we have them. Fortunately, no alerts this week or recalls. A real cute little crow post that I posted, and some really, really great cat videos. One with a cat and a couple of ducklings. Oh, so cute. And smart cats opening doors and drinking water. Anyway, there's some real good stuff there, so check it out. All righty then. We have a change of schedule this month. So it's the third Sunday of the month, but it's also Healing Sunday, which is usually the second Sunday of the month. But Natasha was here last week. So Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Sister Linda Rasmussen are here this week. And next month, November, we go back to our regular schedule. So Nils and Linda will be back again on the second Sunday, me and Natasha on the third Sunday. All righty then. We have open phone lines, and we'd love to chat with you. And you can get free remote treatments with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nils Rasmussen. Dr. Nils usually works on the animals, and Linda works on the humans and all of that. So if you're interested, you better pick up your phone and get in line now. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. All righty then. Before we get to the phones, I gotta know. Nathan, you've been working on this condo of yours forever, and we keep keep it delayed, and it wasn't done. And so have you got some good news for us?
I definitely do, and the news has followed through. As if you were listening to the show last week, I mentioned that carpeting was going to get started. Well, just in the middle of this past week, the guy came in and tore out the old carpet and started laying down pads. And just yesterday came in and finished up the rest of the carpeting, so all the carpeting is now officially complete and ready to move in. And some good news about the carpeting, too. I did not know this, but here at Hubbard Radio Seattle, we're always good supporters of St. Jude's Children's Hospital, and I am, too. Well, he came to lay down the pad, and before he did that, told me, he said, "You got a good pad. You're helping save children." I'm like, "What do you mean?" Well, he showed me the pad, and on it was, in addition to the company that made the padding, it had the St. Jude's Children's Hospital on it, and he said that a portion of the proceeds go to support St. Jude. So I was really happy to see that, and it was without my knowledge that this was going to be the pad that I would have. I just wanted a good pad that, could block out the moisture and other things and be nice and cushy.
But apparently the pad company has a heart and donates proceeds to St. Jude's and then just puts the name on the back of the pad, because you sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, and then I can show it to Nils and Linda if they can see it here. You can just see like the little logo on the camera.
Yeah,
and
St. Jude's,
it's all over the place.
Wow. Well, how great. That's fantastic. And then you send me pictures. I mean, the carpet is is a gray color.
Kind of like a speckled, like you're walking on gravel or something
And some of those photographs, it looks absolutely gorgeous. It looks kind of plushy and nice to walk on in bare feet, maybe, huh?
It does. And I haven't been there myself yet. This is just the guy, I had him send me pictures of the carpeting when he was all finished.
That's done. That's when it's done.
Yeah, this is all done here.
Yeah, so when the color comes through, we're not seeing the colors not coming through. But when I saw that, it really is quite beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of, different shades because of he ran the vacuum through and just, you know, cleaned it up. But
okay, so the carpeting is in. So that means it's all ready.
It is now ready to move in.
Yeah. So so are you moving in? You going home and moving in, or what's going on here?
Well, I'll give it a little bit of time for the carpets. You know, they say there's always some little fumes
or something like that. Yeah.
So
give
it
you got to let that.
About a week, and then I will come back in and probably just at the end of the month here be moving everything in.
And then we all get invited to an open house, right?
That's right. Who knows? Maybe a Thanksgiving there. We'll see.
That's fun. We could do Animal World from your condo.
We could. I got the equipment.
A remote broadcast from Nathan's condo. Oh, that would be fun. Okay. Well, that's good to catch up there and know that you're doing well. And got a couple of things before... well, unrelated that we usually chat about, and just because Dr. Nels is here, and me, you know, we've put the Mariners to bed for a while, so you know Nathan's pretty much done with sports, other than his disc golf. As far as I know,
I still watch the playoffs.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
a big baseball fan, so even if the Mariners are out, I still gotta watch it and see what's going on.
Yeah, and then Stacy hasn't been around for a while, and she's over in Hawaii, and you know she does the storm, so we have to follow that for her, but she's not around, so we don't have anything to do. Well, Nels and I are football people, and Nels, we have some work to do with these Seahawks. I thought they were the first three games of the season they were fabulous, and but they're on the East Coast; they might even be playing now as we speak.
They are ahead 10-7 on my app.
Woohoo! All right, now that would explain why we're not loaded with phone calls. They are playing this morning. Usually, if they're playing out here, it's not till the afternoon. So, game's going on in their head. I don't think they were favored to win today because I think whoever they're playing, I think, is supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, the Falcons are a really good team. So, yeah.
But they're ahead now.
But we're ahead.
We started off ahead,
and we've managed to keep the lead.
Excellent, because I know everybody's saying it's kind of a half to win.
We're just in the 2-minute warning of the first half, too, so still plenty of football to come still.
All right, well, let's think good thoughts for the Seahawks. And I don't know about you, Dr. Nils, but I mean, the first 3 weeks, I thought that we'd solved a problem that they'd always had, and it was that we looked like we had a defense this year. But I didn't, you know, I don't know if it's because there's been injuries or what, but it's all like all of a sudden the defense kind of fell apart.
We hope that turns around. That's all I'm going to say.
all right. Okay. And anything where I forgot when we were talking about your newsletter that you did get an update on the legal appeal about whether you're going to be able to continue treating animals in Washington state. But it doesn't sound like there's any update or anything we need to know
about?
Not
really. I submitted some paperwork that needed to go in, but we're in this kind of this paperwork phase back and forth for a little while.
Okay. So more, to tell when it happens. And then one more thing, because it might lead us into our phone caller. I mean, it's sort of really, but one of the things I wrote down that I just wanted to mention is that I really have some concern about our wildlife and what's going on. And my big concern right now is what's going on with the coyote population and the cities. And it seems to me that their behavior's changing. And I thought it was worth, a little bit of a discussion. I don't know, are you over, you're out in kind of the wilderness area, Dr. Nils, over in Idaho. You got coyotes over there?
We did see a coyote running up the hill months ago. We know they're around. I haven't been hearing them like I used to when I lived in Darrington. I'd hear them all the time. So I don't hear them. Mostly we see deer and wild turkeys. That's the large numbers of animals that we see.
Well, my concern is just that you know, coyotes have been around forever, and I've actually had some experience around them, because when I was living in Kirkland back in the 80s, and backed up on Bridal Trail State Park, there were, you know, coyotes that lived in the state park. And my experience is that they were very shy and easy to intimidate. And you mostly didn't see them during the day, you know, sort of thing. But I had a wonderful relationship with them, because I would ride my horse in Bridal Trail State Park. And next to the power line in the middle of the park, there's a big, huge, we called it the quarter mile run. It's an open space quarter mile long. And we'd, you know, get at the end of the quarter mile and then let our horses go. And we'd run like bats out of, you know, well, where for a quarter mile, as fast as we could go. Well, and Chowie Golden Retriever was always with me. And what happened was, time I ran down the quarter mile on my horse. Well, Chowie Golden would be quite a distance behind me, because we're running at full tilt on the horse. And so he runs full tilt too, but he's behind. Well, I turned around, because at the end of the quarter mile, there's a bend, a turn you go around. And so before I went around the bend, I turned my head around to look and make sure that Chowie was watching. I mean, was catching up. And sure, he was running 180 miles an hour. Well, when I looked, a coyote jumped out of the bushes in between me on my horse running and Chowie running to catch up, and didn't know that Chowie was running. The dog was, you know, was running. He was a golden retriever. And just popped out of the woods, because their den was in this blackberry bushy area. And the coyote didn't see Robbie coming. Well, Robbie wasn't interested in the coyote. He was trying to catch up with me. And so he's running 180 miles an hour, and he comes up on the back of this coyote. The coyote turns its head and sees Robbie coming. The coyote screams bloody murder, like, oh my God, I'm going to be killed, and bellies up and rolls over, and then is scrambling as fast as it can to get out of the way. And I just kind of had to crack up, I mean, because it was scared to death. And Chowie didn't care anything about the coyote, ran right by. Well, apparently the coyote figured out Chowie wasn't a threat. So the next time we ran down the quarter mile, they didn't come out until Chowie passed them. And then the whole pack came out and fell into line behind Chowie Golden. And now Chowie's the head of a coyote pack. And then every time I rode for months and probably years after that, when we would do the quarter mile, I'm the only one, and we were the only ones I think they ever did this with, but they'd come out and ride with us as far as they were comfortable going from their pack, and eventually they'd go back to their place. But so my experience with them was, you know, quite wonderful. And, you know, we didn't have any issues. Then I moved out to the country, and coyotes were a problem, because, you know, they would catch cats and all of that sort of thing. I had one indoor-outdoor model that was very brave in the cat department and could easily intimidate the coyotes. But that stuff is changing. You know, they, especially with if you're living in the city, perimeters of the city, lots of stories now and videos online, a lot of times on Facebook or on, you know, a Nextdoor app sort of thing, of what people are seeing on their cameras and experiencing. But it seems that they're losing their fear of humans and are coming out more during the day or hunting during the day. There's even been some cases of them bothering children and chasing some young kids. There was a video this week that came out of a coyote chasing a little girl back into her yard, and she had to run out of the way. So I just want to caution everybody that I don't yet have a full handle on what's going on with them and how concerned we need to be. Are their hunting practices changing? I think that they are, and all of that sort of thing. But I think we need some prayers and some energy going out for a better balance between humans and a wildlife, you know, and it's not their fault. We're taking their habitat away, and then they're being encroached upon. And of course they have to adjust and feed themselves and all that sort of thing. And we humans then feel sorry for them and love them and want to feed them. I know, you know, my parents belonged to Sandpoint Country Club Golf Club, and my mom would carry a bag of dog food in her golf bag. And when she was golfing, she'd take out the dog food and go towards, and she'd feed the coyotes at the golf club. So they were always waiting around, all this stuff. And, you know, so we do those kind of things, not realizing that we're acclimating them to humans and messing up the detail and messing up the balance and what we're, and it's what we humans, anyway, we're messing a lot of stuff. So I'm assuming, Nathan, I haven't seen you go for the phones, that we don't have any other phone calls.
Nope.
All right.
So I think we're ready for this question here.
Don't we need to take care of advertisers?
Let's take care of this phone call.
We're going to take care of advertisers. And then we remember at the top of the hour, I told you we had an unusual phone call, so we had to determine whether or not it was appropriate for today. Well, I think everybody's watching the Seahawks. And so we have a caller on the line that it's a little different subject. Zoo animals and so forth. And so since we've got time, I don't argue. I'm like, Dr. Nels, you know, I trust. Whatever Divine Mother sends us, tells us we need to talk about, that's what we do. So that's what we're going to do next. Okay. And we might get some special energetic healing stuff. Nathan remembered some stuff that Nels and Linda have done in the past on here. So I think we got some good stuff coming up here. So we'll take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. And then we'll get to our surprise caller here. Straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the middle of hour number three, last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. It's Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, Linda Rasmussen is here, and it is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Speaking of that, we heard from Linda Rasmussen during the break, and you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda is local, and she works out of the Intraspace facility, which is in the old Rainier Brewery. So you can see her in her office there, or she can work with you remotely like we do over the radio here. And the wonderful thing is that Linda offers a free telephone or a free session with her. It can be on the phone, it can be remote, but it can also be in person. And she offers this to new clients that we send her, and you all just have to call or text her the number I'm going to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air, that doesn't count. So it's for new clients to work with her in person. But if she's worked with you on the air, that doesn't count. So if you are interested in a free treatment, or you'd just like to see her on general principles, give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then. I think we're ready to go to the phones, except that Nathan is on the phone, so I think we must have another caller coming in. But as soon as he is available to push the buttons for us, Linda, did you have something to say?
That's okay. Nathan's back.
Ah, okay. Nathan, I think we are ready to head to Seattle and Dory Kay. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen. Nathan's here too. Good morning, Dory.
Good morning. It's an honor. Thank you for answering.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you for calling. And tell us what's on your mind today.
Well, since I live in the city and specifically near a zoo, obviously we know which one. I am finding a lot of aggregated tension between myself and animals that are locked up and being used for experimentation, not to mention the amount of dogs that are having to stay in apartments all day long. It's really high tension here in the city. So my question is, moreover, with this juxtaposition of how we as humans became and evolved from animals, why are we creating this tension and not addressing it more, and how it's affecting our soul more concomitantly than we think? And that was really my motivation to call in. And quite frankly, I have never listened to your radio station until today.
So oh!
It was very much Holy Spirit, Mother Divine.
I don't know if you heard what I said. I say, you know, I don't question whatever Divine Mother sends us. That's what we do. So apparently you've been guided to be here. No, I think we're Dr. Nels was sounding like he was connecting with what you were saying, and we all probably have something to say about this. But I also want to let you know, since this is the first time with Animal World, it'll be the third Sunday of the month next month. But Natasha Venter is here, and she's our intuitive and communicator and, you know, psychic sort of person. I think it would be really good if you mark your calendar and you call Natasha and I the third Sunday of next month, because we can have her look at this energetically. But anyway, I think we could probably find out a lot.
And that'll
be
November 17th.
November 17th. So it would be really good, Dory Kay, for us to talk with you that Sunday, too, so we could have Natasha really look at this. But I certainly can...
Good.
I can certainly relate to what Dory Kay is saying. All of the regular listeners here for years, you know that I have strong opinions and experience with zoos and all of that. I think we're dealing with a number of different areas, the zoo animals, and then you mentioned research and study, but then you also mentioned some domestic animals and dogs staying in the apartment all day and all that sort of stuff. So the first thing I'm just going to comment is on the dog in the apartment all day and that kind of stuff, Dory Kay.
Super.
I think, you know, in the vast majority of cases, that's not a problem. Okay. If people are responsible dog owners, and yeah, we don't have always a lot of responsible humans, but there are many breeds of dogs that do really, really well in apartments and can be couch potatoes. And as long as people are responsible, take them out for the exercise and do what they need to do, they're really good. Something that some people don't know is they'll see somebody has a greyhound and they live in an apartment or in the middle of the city. And they think, well, geez, greyhounds are supposed to run and all of that. But, you know, greyhounds, by nature, when they're inside, they're couch potatoes. So it's okay to have a greyhound in an apartment because all they're going to do is sleep on your couch anyway. You got to take them out somewhere, you know, to do some lure coursing or something to run them. But they're good apartment dogs. Great Danes can be the same way. So I would just say about domestic animals, and then we go to cats. People, oh, a cat, and it spends all its time at home alone. Well, as a behavior therapist, I tell people all the time, a cat, if you only had room for one animal and you're not there a lot, the best cat animals is a cat because they're solitary creatures as adults in the wild, and they're good with being by themselves. So there's a lot of extenuating situations with domestic animals and stuff, although there's some issues. Now, the research is a whole different thing, and the zoo thing is a different thing. But let's find out, since Nels and Linda are here. Nels, I could see you connecting with what Dori Kay was saying. So what was going on for you when she was talking?
Well, I was tuning into, is there a specific situation that sort of sets her off? And I wouldn't want her to talk about it in detail on the air so much as to just say, yes, I have something in mind that really, you know, and I'm talking very specific, Dori Kay, that's, you know, one animal in particular that exemplifies what you're talking about. Can you tell me just with a yes or no, is there something like that that really gets to you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's
so, now, and I'm assuming, Dr. Nels, you're asking that because you and Linda could tune in and you could help work on Dori and her energy to be able to handle this better. So maybe she can do something to help.
Well, there's that side of it. I was going to take the animal side of things and go into that because I'm working through her now and I've got a very good connection to what's going on there. And then I think Linda should run with it with Dori Kay.
Oh, I get it. Okay. Because I'm learning too here, Dori Kay, because this is kind of, a deviation from what we're normally doing. With what you just asked Dori about, you are intuitively then connecting with whatever it is she's thinking about that pushes her buttons here. And you're going to work on the animal side of that.
Yeah. And it's not necessarily only on this one animal, but it's on this particular vibration that we're tuning into here of what's going on with these animals. All right. And so, I believe that, Linda's well suited to take the other side of this. I'll be working in the background on the animal side of things. And then Linda can be talking to Dori Kay and doing her thing.
Yeah. And if Dori, if you're open to a little healing session with Linda, she can help, balance your energy with all of this so you can better handle all of this and dealing with it. And just so you know, in the future, we've done a lot of programming about the zoo and stuff going on. In fact, it was a major topic consistently when we were dealing with all the elephant stuff. And we don't want to get Aunt Martha started with that today. But we do. I do a lot with Aline Fortgang, who Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, and does a lot of activist type work relating to animals in captivity and all that sort of stuff. And her latest work is related to the aquarium and, how it isn't the wonderful, happily ever after situation that we might think and what's going on for the animals. And as more shakes out with that and her, we'll have her on from time to time. But just so you know, we do cover those kind of things. So, Dori, you're open for a session with Linda?
Dori Kay is already open and I'm already healing. So go for it.
Okay. All right. So, Linda, Dori Kay is all yours.
Hello, Dori Kay. I'm going to invite you just to bring into your mind the thing that is most important to you. Just bring that into your thoughts. And I'm looking for a vibration.
Thinking about what is most important.
And then I'm going to have you set that aside and put your attention on the word fight, like some kind of a physical conflict or to fight something, fight. Fight and the number two are the two things to hold in your mind right now. And I'm going to invite you to think about, at this moment, something that when you were very small, a toddler, like around 2 years old, that in your mind connects to this feeling of fight. And if nothing connects, just know that when I was a toddler, I felt like I had to fight.
So thinking about that.
And then I'm going to have you replace that with the feeling of being persecuted. So now you're focused on the feeling of persecuted. We're going to replace that and we're going to replace persecuted with the feeling of trust. So now your focus is just on the feeling of trust. Trust and the number two. And I'm going to have you think about somebody that you trusted when you were two, or just when you're a little child, somebody that you really trusted.
Somebody you trusted.
Excellent. And with that person in mind, still thinking trust, two. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right, rolling your closed eyes up and to the right, trust, two. And taking a very deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can as you think trust, two.
All right, Dory, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and are holding it as long as you comfortably can. You can release that breath and replace it anytime that you need to, thinking trust to.
Dory, go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth. Letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then I'm going to begin by having you think of that person that you trusted when you were two. Good. And then I'm going to have you go back to the thing that is so important to you, what you were thinking about at the beginning, the thing that's so important. And that is complete. And the affirmation that will be helpful to sustaining this balance that you have around this right now is, I embrace the feeling of trust. And you're going to want to think that a lot. I embrace the feeling of trust and feeling yourself really gathering that energy of trust to yourself.
And I would imagine you always say that she should be thinking this affirmation, repeating it lots for the next couple, 3 days, to help the energy continue. But might this be an affirmation that Dory Kay could use when, because she lives real close to the zoo and all of that. And when that energy starts coming up and she's feeling all this stuff, would this affirmation help her balance and get out of that?
Yes. The idea is that we're not trying to get away from anything, but what happens is the external information that we get through our senses, and that then it could be triggering to us. What we want to do is shift our awareness from the external world to ourself, physically and spiritually within ourself, and to gather ourself there at our core, because that's what makes us strong. That's what helps us do the things that we need to do. Being excited and traumatized by the things that are going on is disempowering. So we always want to bring attention back to ourselves. And in this case, the feeling of trust, embracing the feeling of trust, is a very strengthening, empowering way to be when we've been faced with something that's triggering.
All right. Okay, so how are you okay with all of that, Dory?
Dory K is centered. Thank you. And gratitude.
All right. Now, Nathan, you had brought up a that something you remembered Linda doing or Nell's doing. What was it? Because it sounded really good at the time.
Well, she is mentioning something about the trauma of these animals that are in zoos or other types of cages or close quartered areas. And in the past, Linda, I believe it was Mother's Day, did sort of a universal generic healing for all mothers to participate in. And I was wondering if just for, in general, animals in captivity and that trauma that could be associated with it, if it's possible to do the same thing for this situation.
So what do you think, Linda?
Oh, certainly.
Or even Nell's, too.
I was going to think of Nell's, though, because if we're going to focus on the trauma of animals, I'd like Nell's to take the lead.
All right, Nell's, can you lead us in something like that?
Yeah, because the information I was getting when I was doing my work based on the specific thoughts of Dory Kay opened a vibration of friendship, which was very interesting to me. Mm. And this is a vibration that apparently from the messages I'm getting is that this is a vibration the animals actually enjoy experiencing. It's not just about us people, but animals also have friendships. And so, and even the wild animals and possibly even wild animals in zoos with people. Now, I don't know all that specifically, but what I know is there's some kind of interaction and the vibration of friendship is very important. And so for our listeners who would like to participate, what I want to do is just build that feeling into the larger field. And we can, if we know about the Woodland Park Zoo or, you know, any kind of zoo that's near you, it doesn't matter. Focus on that zoo, and you might see it in your mind's eye, and hold the feeling of friendship while we go through this process. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to close our eyes. Don't do this if you're driving, by the way. And you're going to take a breath in, hold your breath, look up toward the center of your forehead, and focus on friendship. Friendship, and I'm getting the number 9, friendship and the number 9, and just keep focusing on that, and I'll be contacting the field, and we'll be channeling that feeling of friendship and 9, and we're starting to get some pulsations coming through, friendship and 9, boom, there we go. Okay, we have put that in the field, we can all breathe again. Open our eyes, and let's see if there's anything else around that. I'm not picking up a lot else here. This friendship bubble, I think, is what I'm going to call this. This is now in the fields of the zoos that people were thinking about, and it's going to be helpful for the animals, the people who work with the animals. We're altering their processes and their relationships with this friendship vibration. So who knows what can happen by turning this from a sort of negative thing about captivity into the friendship vibration around these zoos, and if it will spark some kind of change. Who knows? I don't know that, but we definitely change the vibration.
Oh, wonderful. And thank you, Dory Kay, for calling in. And so we could do all of this. I do think it would be really great to have you call back the third Sunday, November 17th, because we could have a more in-depth conversation with Natasha. But one thing that reminded me of, you know, when Dr. Nails was talking, when he talked about, you know, some of these animals have friendships with humans. You know, it is a, you know, we're getting into a woo-woo territory a little bit here, but, you know, we are a free will choice zone. And often our souls, and you know, I believe in my spiritual teachings tell me that we live millions of lifetimes. It isn't just one and done. It's a process we're going through to work our way back home, which is the other side. Getting back to God. But in that process, we often choose where we come in or what lifetimes we lead and what we're doing. And so what I know without any question, with every cell of my being, I know that animals come up on the human plane to be food for humans. I know that animals come up to choose a life to live in zoos. Not all of them, but some of them. We know from Mary Gettin and her wonderful communication work and talking to Granny, the head orca whale in one of our local pods. And Granny helped her understand that, you know, we live millions of lifetimes. And so sometimes, Granny said, we'll choose to give our life to humans and to serve humans. And those are the ones that volunteer to go be, you know, circus people or whatever. And sometimes we don't. But it's an individual choice. And so all of what I've learned about this and free will choice and animals, and sometimes, you know, they are volunteers and sometimes they aren't. It is my contention, what I would like to see as we evolve forward, I think every zoo, every research place, you know, every rescue, every vet hospital, every place that deals with animals needs at least one full-time gifted animal communicator on their staff and a best practitioner so that these animals are communicated with, we find out what they want, what works for them, and that the best person can keep them balanced and stable and work through all of this. I think then we could maybe have happy zoos when we clean up the act of what we're doing. And of course, we've done shows with Aline Forcane and talked about zoos that are doing really good work now and the changes they're making. That when we get into all of that, if we had good communicators and best practitioners, the animals would be much happier. So would the humans. So anyway, Dori Kay, I hope that helps. And thank you so much for calling and getting us to that. And I hope you'll join us again on November 17th so we can go into more depth. Okay?
AIU. Thanks. Gratitude.
All right. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal
Connect.
World.
Ciao. Mm-hmm.
All right. God bless. I think, Nathan, we probably ought to run ads real quick and get that out of the way. And then we will go to our last caller. Diane in Bellevue will close us out. So stay right where you are, everybody. We'll talk to Diane next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you, what's going on in your personal life, or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com. to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, intuitive, and normally here on the third Sunday of the month, and that's when she'll be here next month. It's November 17th, because we've been talking about that. Her website is intuitiveclarifications.com, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter IC, the letters IC for Intuitive Clarifications, Natasha Venter IC on YouTube. She continues to do her weekly podcast at 4 p.m., on Wednesdays. You can access that on her YouTube channel. Excuse me. She's available for private readings. And I believe as we speak, which is why Dr. Nels and Linda are here and she's not, is because she's down at the big psychic fair at the Kent Commons today. She's been there all weekend. So I think there's probably still time. I mean, you could pop the car, get to the Kent Commons, and meet Natasha in person and have a private reading. But that's why we switched up the schedule, was so she could do this psychic fair this weekend. And but she'll be back the third Sunday next month. So if you'd like to reach her, intuitiveclarifications.com, or give her a call at 360-770-7486. Not now, she's doing the fair, but you can call her later at 360-770-7486. And Whispering Dragon Center, whispering-dragon.com is a website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Jude's available to work with you in person or remotely. You can give her a call at 206-706-2836. All right, and if you do something great for humans, animals, or the planet, come join our family of advertisers, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, all the business is out of the way. Let's get our last caller taken care of, and I believe that Dr. Nels was kind of cheating. I think he started early on this one.
I did.
But I'm not positive, but I think he did. Let's find out. Let's head over to Bellevue, and Diane, welcome back to Animal World. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. That last caller session was quite powerful. Thank you.
Oh, wow, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was powerful, wasn't it? And it sounded like it really helped Dory Kay. You know, I think, you know, it sounds like she is so strongly connected with the animals and these issues that I think this really was helpful for her.
So since I saw it come up on the chat bar and that Theo needed a little extra, so I tuned in to him and I've already got him balanced. And so we could segue over to Linda to make sure Diane's
did you find anything out of the order? Diane said that Theo hasn't been eating
lately. Well, he needed some rebalancing, and there were some points in the area of his midsection that may or may not connect to his digestion, but he needed to be balanced, and so we'll see what
hopefully
happens.
That will help Diane, and his appetite will come back.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right. So because we're getting towards the end of the show, is it okay if I turn you over to Linda now so she has plenty of time to work with you?
Absolutely. Perfect.
Okay. Hi, Linda, Diane. You're in charge.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to have you think of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately. And if there's a lot of people, just select one.
Okay. Got it.
All right. And then I'm going to have you set them outside your thoughts and focus on the feeling of stable.
Okay.
And the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed, looking straight ahead. And you're going to take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can. getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking stable, too.
All right, Diane, your eyes are closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. You have taken in a deep breath and are holding it as long as you comfortably can. You can let that breath out and replace it whenever you need to. All the while, you're thinking stable, too. Stable, too. Stable, too.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Diane, and with your eyes open, looking down toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bring that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And I embrace the feeling of stable is the affirmation. And as I was telling another caller I worked with, this is a very powerful vibration, and putting your awareness, your thoughts, your attention on your body when you think stable. I embrace the feeling of stable and feeling how stable you are physically. Just a feeling of being really strong and stable. And that is just really helping this energy to fill the field and to let stable be the vibration for you.
Very
so
well.
I embrace the feeling of stable.
Okay,
sounds like
I'll,
a good
I'll
plan.
I'll use that on the mortar march, Dr.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Is that a good affirmation? You could combine
yeah, you can
that,
use that. You can use that during the mortar march. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Great idea, Diane.
And I want to say, Dr. Nels, your classes are absolutely awesome. So thank you for being so generous with those.
Isn't
so
it amazing?
Glad you enjoy that.
I mean,
yes.
$10 to join the group, and these classes are free, and he's teaching us how to do the work. It's
I
amazing.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. Well, so hey, there's a listener testimonial, folks. These classes really are outstanding. So what are you waiting for? HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. Fill out the contact link and say you want to join the group. Okay, or have a free, you know, calm evaluation with Nils. And then
if you want to know more about something special, just let me know. But the group thing, just say I want to join and I'll send you what you need.
Fantastic. All right, Diane, thanks so much for calling Animal World.
Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful day.
God bless. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All righty. Well, it sounds like we did some good work today, and that was an unusual call, but it really ended up being a really good one, and I hope she calls back when Natasha's on, because we can really look at a lot of stuff that way. So anyway, if you want to reach Dr. Nels, you heard contact information, healingministryforanimals.com, and Healing Ministry for Animals on YouTube. So it's the same thing. Then you can go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link. If you are not already a member of the private group, tell him you want to join and he will take care of it. It's only $10. Then you get all these classes for free. You get the newsletter with a great affirmation. What's our affirmation again, Dr. Nels?
Everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit.
All right. And then you can contact Linda, verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. She's got an actual office in the Interspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery. You can check her out again at verticalenergyworldwide.com. You can get a free session from her. And all you got to do is call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. Then we are going to wrap up today. Next week is the last Sunday of the month, and traditionally that is an encore show. It will be next week, but we are going to, since we just did the healing show today, we're going to rerun Natasha's show from last week, and which is a really good one. And then be back here on the first Sunday of November for Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday. So we are all good. Nathan, quit sleeping in the studio. Go home and move into your condo. All right. Everybody have a great day. Let's all think good thoughts for the Seahawks. Win, win, win. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.